We're just going to look quickly at 1 Corinthians. A key point in 1 Corinthians is that St. Paul is talking in 1 Corinthians about those who are within the church. He's not addressing those who are outside the church. And he makes that clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12. And again, I'm quoting the King James Version of the Bible. "For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within?" And so he's making it clear that he's speaking in this context of the problems that can befall people inside the church. He's not really getting into those people who are out. We know they cannot be saved as they're outside. And actually, the Council of Trent, in its decree on the Sacrament of Penance, Session 14, Chapter 2, quotes this passage of St. Paul to illustrate how only those who have received the sacrament of baptism are inside the church. But I just want to make this key point, that he's speaking in the context of those inside the church. He's talking to believers in 1 Corinthians. With that understanding, it devastates this whole idea of justification by faith alone, because he says things like in 1 Corinthians 6, 9, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers, nor drunkards, etc., shall enter the kingdom of God." And so again, he's talking about those within. Well, if he's talking to those within, and as soon as they believe, they are saved, this would have no meaning at all, because they could not lose their salvation. They could not be barred from the kingdom of God. But he's warning them that you, if you fall into these things, you will be barred from the kingdom of God. And also in 1 Corinthians 6, we see in 6:2, this is not really related necessarily to Protestants, but to so many modernists people talk to, he says, "Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters?" Because so many liberals, when you talk to them, they say, well, you shouldn't judge. They don't know anything about the Bible, a lot of these modernistic liberals that you encounter. But they do know the passage where our Lord says, "Judge not lest you be judged," in Matthew 7. They definitely have that one remembered in order to justify all of their evil deeds and the evil deeds of others. But this is an interesting passage to remember, because it shows that St. Paul is saying that you must judge things. But what our Lord is talking about is that you cannot judge things that you have no competence in or justification for judging. You cannot make rash judgments. You cannot make uncalled for judgments over matters you don't have any clue about necessarily the facts of the case, but you must judge many things. And if we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, we see many statements, and I'm not going to quote them, but it's quite clear that St. Paul says that the virginal state is superior to the marital state. The marital state is not a bad state, but the virginal state is superior. Now, I mention that because I want to make this point. In 1 Corinthians 7, 8, St. Paul says, and this is the Protestant Bible, "I say therefore to the unmarried and to the widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. But if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn." Remember, he's talking to believers. He says it's better for them to marry than to burn. How could they burn if they're saved already, as so many millions and millions of Protestants believe? How could they possibly burn? They couldn't. This totally refutes the whole idea of eternal security, justification by faith alone, because they couldn't burn once they're believers, and he's talking to believers. And then we have in 1 Corinthians 9, 27, he says, St. Paul, "I keep my body under subjection, lest that by any means when I've preached to others, I myself should become a castaway," meaning a lost person. It's very clear how any Protestant could read these things and they claim to be so dedicated to the Bible and not see that you can lose your salvation. It's just ridiculous. In 1 Corinthians 12:12, we see that baptism makes one a member, not necessarily a personal act of faith in Christ. That's, you know, a quick point to make. And then in 1 Corinthians 13:2, St. Paul says, "Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and have all knowledge, and even if I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, if I have not charity, I am nothing." So he says he could have all faith, and still it would profit him nothing if he didn't have charity. Well, if faith alone gives you salvation, that wouldn't make any sense, because faith would be granting you salvation. But he's saying that faith, all faith, if it's not combined with charity, doesn't profit you at all. It again contradicts justification by faith alone. And on the same chapter in 13:13, 1 Corinthians 13:13, he says that charity is the greatest of faith, hope, and charity. Now abideth faith, hope, and charity, but charity is the greatest of these. Well, if faith granted you salvation, charity wouldn't be the greatest. Faith is necessary. You cannot have charity without faith. And that's why charity is the greatest, because he who is in possession of true charity is necessarily in possession of faith. But if man were justified just by that act of faith, he would never say that.